This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome into the Fan Evening Show. I am Jason Mackey. Thanks so much for that, Joel. I appreciate it. It's good to be back. I was here last night with Charlie Bordas. We had a great time. We're going to do the same thing tonight. Have a lot to get to. The lead topic is fairly obvious. I'll circle back on that. We're going to get into some Pirates discussion. They're off today, as Joel mentioned. They're in San Diego, one of Major League Baseball's best road trips. Absolutely love that place. If you ever have the opportunity to go, do it. More than that, though, want to get into some storylines with the Pirates. Henry Davis, chief among them. Alexander Canario. If the tide is changing a little bit. A question I've been wondering about O'Neill Cruz and how he's considered by Pirates fans, who their all-stars are at this point. I'm kind of Paul Skenes'd out, to be honest with you. I was on with the PM guys this afternoon, and it was a good discussion. I'm certainly not complaining about that, but there's a lot of Skenes talk. I want to talk about other stuff. The merits of Bubba Chandler coming up now versus later in the season. Stephen Brault's going to join me at 8 o'clock to go over a lot of that stuff. We're nearing the end of the Penguins coaching search. I do expect Kyle Dubas and the Penguins to name a head coach, a successor to Mike Sullivan here in the coming days. Dubas' deadline was the very beginning of June. Logistically, the NHL scouting combine is in Buffalo starting June 1st. Dubas is going to be up there at some point. Doesn't mean he has to be up there right away. But that's something that they probably need to be mindful of as they wrap up in-person interviews. Dubas, of course, was in Stockholm, Sweden for the IIHF World Championships. I've got some thoughts on their top three at this point and how that group seems to look. I have some very strong thoughts about who should be their next coach, who should be the leader in that group. Mitch Love, Capitals assistant. DJ Smith is also on the list. Jay Woodcroft, the Austin Bechtold doppelganger. Joel, did you hear about this?
I did see your tweet. Yeah, that was pretty good.
You disagree? You're allowed to disagree. I'm not going to get mad if you.
No, I'm good with it. Maybe just a slight bit, but I'm somewhat with it. I see it.
It's a slight. Okay, it's a slight stretch. That's okay.
90%. I see it.
I mean, it's like Bechtold in 10, 15 years. So by that point, he would be what, 25, something,
yeah, something
25
like
or
that.
30, something like that. Nah, limits is the man. So anyway, I want to get some Penguins coach talk. Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. He'll join me at 9 o'clock. We'll go over that stuff. I tweeted this out, though. Our lead story tonight, and I want to start structuring these shows a little bit differently, the Fan Evening Show. I really like this, by the way. This is one of my favorite settings for doing radio. I've really come to like the approach that you can have on this show. You can kind of go outside the norm. You know, the morning show cuts it up one way. Pomp and Joe cut it up another way. The PM team cuts it up a third way. And coming in here on the evening show, and I'm not here all the time. I'm here sometimes. Obviously, the Pirates take a big chunk out of that during baseball season. But you can kind of go a different direction. And so I wanted to kind of have a different discussion, as frustrated as I think we all are at how this has devolved. And it just continues to linger. And I was over at Steelers OTAs on Tuesday and Wednesday, and there's just this awkward vibe. I don't want to say Paul, you know, that's a little too strong, but there's just an awkward vibe around the team. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying I think the Steelers are going to stink, because I don't believe that. I still think they can win 9, 10, 11 games. They're not going to be elite, but they're not going to stink. I went on a rant, I don't know, a week or two ago about the Dan Orlovsky comment about they're going to be staring at 0-6. Give me a break. That's silliness. But I do think that they're in an inideal spot right now. You know, and I'm not sure they fully grasp the way this Aaron Rodgers thing looks. And I don't know if anybody's telling Mike Tomlin really how it looks, and that's a problem. We know Mike Tomlin is the driving force behind this. I can't imagine Arthur Smith is the one really pushing for this. Arthur Smith, in his second year and needing to have a much better performance, probably wants to know who his quarterback is. Art Rooney, I think, is allowing it. Because if Mike Tomlin would step to the plate and say to Art Rooney, look, I don't want this. I want to know who my quarterback is. Let's go. Art's not going to fight him on that. He's the coach of the team. It's not Omar Khan. I can't imagine Omar would want to have his cap situation, his team-building situation disrupted in this way. Who would want that? It's Tomlin, because he feels that this is what's best for the Steelers. And if Aaron Rodgers would have signed a month ago, maybe I'd agree with him. I understand why. I understand what he's going for. The longer this drags out, I mean, this is almost like a staring contest, or we've come so far, we're not turning around now. I used the analogy last night of a movie. You've seen half of it, you want to stay for the rest. I get that. At the same time, it's okay to walk out. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm going to worry about the guys who are here. I'm going to worry about the guys who want to be here. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to prioritize the right things with my own group. But they are pretty far down the line on this. So that brings me to my lead question of the night. As I say, I want to open up the phone lines early on. I think that's when we get the most interaction call-wise. 412-928-9370. Mike DeFabo of The Athletic will join me at 7 o'clock. And we'll kind of go from calls. We'll have a discussion about this. We'll go from calls. We'll hear from Mike. I've got some other storylines from Steelers OTAs that I want to unpack. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, was on the South Side today collecting audio and reporting, and we have some stuff to play for you. I want to play that and react to it in real time. Obviously, a lot of baseball talk, a lot of hockey talk. I like bouncing around on topics on these shows. It's a lot of fun. But my question for you is this. If the Steelers could do this over, do you think they would? Do you think they should? I know it's fictitious, it's a straw man, whatever you want to say. I have to believe they would, my own opinion. If you could go back in time and you realize what this is going to become, how much this is going to drag on, there's nobody who would sign up for this, right? It would have made way more sense to sign Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. I'm still sort of baffled that they didn't. The Russell Wilson thing I completely understood. I didn't think that was worth it. I don't think they're a discernibly better team with Russell Wilson. Justin Fields, I think they could be. I didn't love the contract that he got from the Jets for the Steelers. I thought it was a little much. I understood the Steelers not wanting to give up that much money, especially the guaranteed total. As we look at the Aaron Rodgers situation, though, I do kind of have, not buyer's remorse, but like lack of buyer's remorse. But in any case, if you're the Steelers and you look at this situation and somebody gives you a mulligan, are you taking it? They should. I'm of the opinion Art Rooney II should have stepped in by now and told Mike Tomlin, look, your track record evaluating quarterbacks has not been great. There are some things you do well as a head coach. Let's admit those. There are some spots where you haven't been as successful. Lately, that's a quarterback. Are you absolutely sure that this is going to work out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And if Tomlin said yes, I can't imagine what intel he was acting on, because I fail to understand what Aaron Rodgers is doing. I fail to understand what Art Rooney II heard that led him to say at the owners' meetings that he feels good about where this is at, that they're not going to wait forever, and that they feel like an answer is coming soon. That teased everybody. A lot of people thought that that's what was going to lead to Aaron Rodgers signing here, that it was going to happen fairly quickly after that. If you can't make up your mind between then and now, and don't forget there was obviously some flirtation before that, I don't know what you're waiting for. If football is that secondary to you, that's not going to work out here. All of a sudden, you're not going to flip the switch and get the requisite amount of buy-in. And the upside really isn't worth it. Do I think that Aaron Rodgers could add something to the Steelers? Yes. At the expense of the problems or the annoyance that it's causing, it's not worth it. If the Steelers could do this over with Aaron Rodgers, would they? Question number two, if this flops, is it more Mike Tomlin's fault or Art Rooney's? Whose fault is it? Will there be consequences? Should there be? I do go back and forth on that last part, and that's intriguing to me. If this doesn't work out, like let's say either Rodgers signs here and it goes horribly bad, and the Steelers win 4 or 5 games. Do you look at this and say, Mike Tomlin, you screwed up? Or do you look at this and say, man, Mike Tomlin's playing chess. The rest of us are playing checkers. Mike Tomlin got the Steelers to the bottom out season that puts them in position to draft high in 2026. Good job. I don't know which it is. I don't expect the Steelers to like turn around and fire Mike Tomlin, no matter how this goes. We've seen enough evidence to the contrary. But I do think it's interesting if this blows up, either because Rodgers signs here and doesn't play well, or because Rodgers doesn't sign here and Mason Rudolph maybe turns out to be a disaster or something like that, and the Steelers wind up with a 4, 5, 6 win season, how that looks for the head coach, and whether people are upset about that or happy about that. I don't know. How would you look at it? So anyway, want to have a conversation with you. 412-928-9370. That's going to be the first portion of our show. Again, I have Mike DeFabo at 7, Stephen Brault at 8, Dan Kangurski at 9. Bounce around, we'll go football into baseball, into hockey, and then who knows what. First call right now is GP in Gilpin Township, wants to talk about Terry Bradshaw. I'm guessing some of Bradshaw's comments the other day. What's up, GP? You're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with Terry wholeheartedly. They screwed up my man picking. They should have brought him along with a quarterback coach. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were completely fair to Kenny. That being said, I don't think Kenny played well enough to really, you know, cry me or something. You know, I think there's two sides to the story. Sure.
There's two sides of each coin. Now, my other statement is Chuck Knoll made a good statement here years ago when he was still around. He said, empty barrels rattle the loudest. You know what that means?
I do not.
That means the least amount said about somebody, the better. So I agree with that statement wholeheartedly with Rodgers. This is a complete debacle on Tomlin's and Rooney's fault. It's both of their faults, I think. You asked the question. They need to just come out like the Giants did and just come out to the fans, the Steeler fans. Do them justice. They're paying the top dollar to go watch a game. They're paying $30 for a beer, $15 for a hot dog. Just come out and say, look, we're done with this. This is a... It would be a complete disaster if he signs right now. Just let Rudolph run. Just run with what you got and just play it out and see what happens. You know what I mean? If you're 500, if you're 6-10, you're not going to make the playoffs with Rudolph, and you're not going to make him with Rodgers. Do you agree? Because he's not in there learning the book, playbook.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're setting themselves behind a little bit by Rodgers not being here. I do think they could make the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. I don't think they're a threat. I mean, I think they would just get in. Maybe they win a game. I mean, they're not they're not any more than that, and I don't think they're any more than that with Rodgers. So, I mean, I ultimately agree with you. I think the bottom's maybe a little bit higher.
Right, and I mean, he's not going to be able – I think Rudolph has a – I mean, he's younger, and he did good for that three-game span. You know, everybody says, well, that's just three games. I think he'll do okay. He'll win some games. You know, they'll lose some, but I don't see – what's one more year with Rodgers going to do? I think we try to – next year we should go for it all and get my man Manning. Trade up and get Manning.
Yeah, he needs to beat out a sixth round pick first, or whenever Quinn Ewers went. I mean, this whole like crowning Arch Manning as, you know, the next one. I mean, it's because his last name. It isn't because his performance thus far at Texas. But I mean, if they bought him out, they need to take a quarterback high. Arch Manning might be in that conversation. Sure.
You're right. And then my man Will Howard there, who knows? Maybe he's okay. See what he does in the preseason. I mean, they're going to give him a chance in the preseason to see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, how many sixth-round picks do you see come in and play right away, though, GP? That's hope is not a strategy.
Well, no. He's going to compete in the preseason, right? He'll give Rudolph a run for his money, right? But Rudolph ultimately is going to be the starter. So you run with Rudolph, and if he flops on his face 8 or 9 games into the season, then you see what my man Will Howard has for the rest of the year. See what he got.
I like what you did there. Run with Rudolph, huh? Yep.
Right.
Very nice.
There you go.
Rocking around the Christmas tree with Rudolph. I appreciate the call, GP. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Thank you. Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
A lot of calls rolling in. Thanks so much, folks. We're going to get to you very soon. Have to get to a break. First, want to tell you the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Again, feel free to weigh in. Whose fault is it if the Steelers blow this? If they had a mulligan, would they take it? Should they take it? Let's have a discussion about it this first hour. Very open-ended, me and you. Your call's next. The Fan Evening Show, I'm Jason Mackey. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.